Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Yeah, watch the greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Ben. Hello, class. How's the soup can connection today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Actually, it's quite excellent.
Yeah.
You know, Bert, we had
I tried to do what I could to tighten the rope. You know, we had to move from string to rope, as some of the class knows, because it was getting cold over the Rockies, and it was hard to keep the string tight.
Yesterday,
but the pants working well.
Yesterday, our internet connection went down. I mean, no. It used to be that if they were going to take the internet down for maintenance, you know, they'd send us an email saying, on 4 days out, 5 days out, a week out, they'd say we're going to be taking the internet down for maintenance, scheduled maintenance, and it will be down for this, you know, 2 hours, starting at this time, ending at this time. Now they just take it down. And so yesterday the internet was down, and of course I've got the number memorized. I mean, they call it so often. And so I called CenturyLink, which is now Brightspeed.
Yeah, I could not hear Vince for a second. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay, I can carry on. So, looks like we lost...
Hear me okay?
We lost Ben, and this is Bert. So, today, we're going to be talking about an update on the financial markets, and more importantly, we're going to be talking about, believe it or not, cars that are catching fire in Florida, specifically EV car fires, and we're going to also... be given an update on the CME threat from the sun. We've had an increase in solar activity during the month of October. So this is Bert, and I'll be carrying on here while we wait to reconnect with Vince at USA Prepares headquarters. So EV fires. So can you imagine that you just survived the hurricane and you come back to your home? Home looks okay. Parked your Tesla in the driveway and look at it, and there's some salt on the doors and all, and you think it's okay. And then open the door, go in the driver's seat, sit down, and you're on fire. There's a battery underneath. So what happens is the batteries catch fire and they simmer for a few days. And then erupt eventually into a massive flame. And that's what was occurring in Florida over a several-day streak after the water subsided. And basically, in a nutshell, class, what happens is the salt water infiltrates into the battery cells and corrodes them in a sense that they create short circuits, and that heats them up, and the heating creates the fires. So... somebody is going to have to figure out a way to seal the batteries and probably also the electronics associated with the batteries to keep moisture out because the salt water appears to be the culprit. And this happened 10 years ago in the hurricane that hit New York City when they had a parking lot full of EVs that went underwater for a day. And that was salt water because it came in from New York Harbor. And that set the EVs that were parked door to door on fire. It really only took one or two to catch fire, and they were so close to each other that each one sent the subsequent car on fire. So it was a big problem, and it looks like it's an even bigger problem now in Florida because Florida has more EVs than any other state in the country except California. So it was a
Hey, Bert, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. You in there? Okay. You on now, Ben?
Yeah, I just retied the string. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I really don't. I was just talking away, and bang. It looked, from my equipment here, signal was going out just fine.
Well, maybe I should have kept my mouth shut when I... Somebody out there doesn't like us, Benson. Why would they not like us talking about EV fires and financial market fraud by government officials? And, okay, I get that one, but... When we talk about threats from the sun, why would they not want us to keep our listeners and our class informed on how to protect yourself from, bad things that happen from Mother Nature? I mean, let alone
the threats of learning how to garden, right?
Yeah.
And grow your own tomatoes and vegetables and onions and corn and raise chickens.
I think the feds have more important things to worry about. Like, what about those horrible radical school moms who want to talk up at school board meetings? Oh, wait a second. They already go after them. Okay, so Vince, I was talking about how long do we have before the first break, Vince? About a minute.
I've got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But you were
so
talking
Vince,
about...
imagine you just survived the hurricane in Florida.
Yeah.
Look at your house. It looks okay. Your Tesla's parked in the driveway. It's got a little salt on the door.
My what's in the driveway?
Well, okay, your neighbor's Tesla was in the driveway. And probably it went from his driveway to your driveway. It moved itself. And Vince goes out. He goes, wow, I always wondered what these Teslas were like. And you open the door. And, there's a little salt on the door that's dried off. You sit down in the seat, and it's on fire. Because, Vince, that's where the batteries go, underneath the seat. So, and you go, man, my pants are on fire, and you run out. That's probably the last time you're going to sit in your neighbor's Tesla. Well, that's literally what was happening in Florida for days, even a week after the water subsided. The cars were catching on fire.
You know those signs that are like white with a circle, red circle, and they have a line drawn through them, meaning no, don't, I wonder if there are going to be signs like that with the word Tesla in them, like no Teslas allowed here, combustible material. This is a house made out of wood and composition shingles and electrical wires like Romex. And there's carpeting in here. Don't park your Tesla near here because this house could burn down.
Well, they have 100,000 EVs in Florida. Well, I guess a little less if you don't count the ones now that have caught fire. But it's a problem. And so their chief financial officer of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, and no relation, even though we both have the name Jimmy, and Patronus is close to Patronus. So this is serious, Vince. Their chief financial officer of Florida and the chief fire marshal are contacting the EV companies and asking them for help because, honestly, the fire department's not sure what to do. You probably don't want to use water, but what do they do? Is there a way to... if you get there early, is there a way to disconnect something? And I don't know what that would be, though, because it looks like the fire occurs internally in the battery cells from short circuits from the salt. So the big problem, and it's obviously going to get worse, as the number of EVs grows, Vince.
You know, as the Internet of Things continues to expand, can you imagine the next thing that could happen? That would be that if you have an apartment, you're renting an apartment, and you check your renter's insurance, and you find out that it's gone up 11x, and you see at the bottom of the statement, it says that because your neighbor in 303A has a Tesla, your renter's insurance has now gone up 11x. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You know, these people are doing dangerous things by driving and parking their Teslas next to combustible things like other vehicles. And, you know, we've never thought about that, Bert. We have, but most people have not considered the threat of a Tesla near them, you know, next to them at the stop sign, next to them at the traffic light, next to them at the, you know, at the supermarket. You know, the guys and gals who design parking spaces design them so that they can get the maximum number of cars in that parking lot with the minimum number of accidents. That's what they're designed for, and ease of traffic flow in the parking lot. So parking spaces are close together. And typically, if one car catches fire, the cars on both sides of them catch fire.
Well, Vince, that's exactly what happened at a fire at an EV charging station. And in Florida, some of those EVs that were on fire were not where the owner last parked them. So literally, your EV could turn up at your neighbor's driveway and then catch fire. But it occurred at a charging station, and I think we talked about that in a previous class where we had video where EVs charging catches fire, and the cars all around it start catching fire at the charging station.
You know, I heard you mention while I was disconnected, partially, that there needs to be a way to seal these batteries. The problem with that is the off-gassing. So there'd have to be a one-way valve, and that valve would be when the batteries are charging or discharging and they off-gas, the gas can escape without exploding the batteries. Now, that happens in lead-acid batteries, the off-gassing. That happens in nickel-iron batteries or cells. And literally, Bert, we had two explosions here at our house with lead-acid batteries. I'll tell you what I did. I decided to build a large, uninterruptible power system. And I thought, you know, I had a 1,500-watt APC, American Power Conversion, which is, I believe, the best in the industry in terms of quality of manufacturing and durability. And so I bought on eBay a 1,500-watt UPS without the batteries. And a guy was selling them for $50 because the cost of the batteries, two replacement 12-volt batteries, sealed lead-acid batteries, was maybe $150. And he thought, well, I'll just sell the whole thing and get a new one. So I bought it. And I'll tell you what happened later. There was an explosion as a result of this. Actually, two of them. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So several years ago, I bought this large uninterruptible power system on eBay, made by American Power Conversion, 1500 watts, which is a pretty much one of the largest uninterruptible power systems that you could buy for, you know, residential use and small business use. And it was big enough to power probably four computers, which I was running at the time. So simultaneously, one box could provide electricity for four computers. And the idea behind uninterruptible power class is that if the electricity to your computers, not a notebook computer because they run on batteries, but a desktop or a tower computer is dependent on a constant flow of electricity. And if it's interrupted for a very short time, way less than a second, just a fraction of a second, the computer thinks that there was a total power failure and shuts down and gets confused. So I didn't want that to happen when I was on the air. Kind of like what just happened, you know, during the first segment of class today. It wasn't me, but it was the internet. And to prevent that, I decided to get this uninterruptible power system. And what it does is it looks at the power and says, do I power? Constantly. And at the very instant of the lack of power from the wall outlet, this computer control device switches to battery backup and runs the inverter to provide 1,500 watts of current so fast, that switch is so fast to battery power from the wall outlet. When the wall outlet fails, that the computer does not recognize that there's been a power failure. But it only has enough reserve capacity to last for a few minutes, maybe 15 at the most. And the greater the load on the UPS, the shorter the backup time or the emergency power time is. So I decided, instead of buying two 12 ampere hour batteries, little lead acid batteries the size that a motorcycle might use, I get two marine batteries that are 100 ampere hours. So instead of 2 times 12 or 24 ampere hours total, I'd have 2 times 100 or 200 ampere hours. And I figured I could run the entire broadcast 2 hours on emergency power should the power fail. Well, I bought the two 100 ampere hour batteries, and I bought two boxes. These are battery boxes that the batteries would go in, because I was going to have lead-acid automotive-type batteries in the studio. And I didn't want them leaking acid on the wood floor, you know, should there be a failure. Well, these boxes are made for carrying a lead-acid battery, a flooded acid battery, you know, to your boat, if you have one. That's what these are designed for, these boxes. And I bought a marine battery, which is designed to be carried around and from, you know, charge it on the shore, put it in your boat. And everything was working great for about a year and a half. And then there was a lightning storm right at our farm. And the hydrogen gas coming from the charging of these lead acid batteries exploded. The hydrogen gas, boom. And there was literally an explosion in the studio from the hydrogen gas, from the charging of these flooded type lead acid batteries. It actually happened twice. I'm a slow learner. It happened twice in over a period of a couple of years. And if you look on the internet, you can see pictures of lead acid batteries exploding. And literally the top, the whole case blows apart. The top of the case flies off, the caps fly off. And this battery box that I had it in was designed to contain the lead acid batteries for transportation. It actually had a strap, you know, a box with a cover with lots of vents in it, and to keep the rain out, but let air in and out, hydrogen out, and a strap to hold it all together, like a belt, nylon belt. The whole thing blew apart. The lid blew off. The top of the battery blew off. Acid went everywhere. And it's a good thing nobody was in the studio. But yeah, that's what happened. And so, you know, when they say warning on top of your automotive battery, they're not kidding. They're not kidding. We'll be right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Boston University and their laboratory have created a new strain of the coronavirus that is fatal in 80% of mice infected with their research. Many doctors around the country are sounding the alarm on the Made in America virus. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News voices her concern.
We've had enough. There's been enough lives lost, enough damage to our economy, enough trauma to our children. This should not be tolerated whatsoever.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced Monday China's ruling party plans to annex Taiwan on a much faster timeline under Chinese President Xi Jinping.
and previously thought. Blinken's comments at an event at Stanford University in California.
If we're not playing a part in the organizing, if we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fox 8. It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot?
Thank God you're
take my.
When you got
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So the reason that I went through that story about the uninterruptible power system class is because the battery's off gas. And typically it's hydrogen. And it's explosive. It's so explosive that we don't make hydrogen dirigibles anymore, blimps. Y'all remember the Hindenburg that was ablaze at Lakehurst Naval Air Station in New Jersey. It was the Third Reich's LZ-129, and it caught on fire, and people died that were riding around in this lighter-than-air ship.
Were you there, Ben? It was in New Jersey.
Bert, this is really interesting, since you mentioned this. I was at a flea market, and there was this picture, a photograph, not a lithograph, not a print, a photograph, probably about 18 by maybe 24 inches, huge photograph, in a frame. And it was for sale for $18, 1-8. This was 40 years ago. And on the back, it said the colonel's name that this photograph hung in. And it was LZ-129 on the voyage just before the voyage it blew up. So it was there. And Mrs. Finelli's grandmother had a farm in New Jersey. And she told me that she heard the sound of the roaring engines of LZ-129 flying over her farm as it was on its way to Lakehurst Naval Air Station before it blew up.
Wow.
True story.
Wow.
Yeah, and an interesting, another thing about that was that they found one 30-06 shell casing. And it's believed, some people believe, the theory is that someone shot a hole with a 30 caliber rifle, high-powered rifle, military rifle, through the LZ-129 skin. It's called the Hindenburg. And it started leaking hydrogen. And when it contacted the docking point, which was a large steel structure to attach the dirigible to it so it wouldn't float away so you could come down the ladder and get to the ground, that the leaking hydrogen exploded with the spark of static when it contacted the tower that it was attaching to. That's the belief of, you know, one theory. And I got to tell you, experiencing a hydrogen gas explosion in our farmhouse, it's unbelievable. It is like a sonic boom. Boom! It shook the house. And it was just a, you know, lightning storm outside. This the ball of static electricity was outside the house, and it still blew it up inside the house. And the windows were closed. So the whole point of what I was saying goes to the off-gassing, and how do you seal a battery from off-gassing when if you do seal it, the battery will explode from the pressure of the gas. So what I did in our battery bank, the nickel iron battery bank, I fabricated our own venting system. And I've never seen one anything like this. I mean, what typically happens, Bert, people who have these solar systems, if they're lead acid batteries, they'll build a box, like a wooden crate, like a coffin. And they'll have a fan blowing air into this sealed box with a lid that will open up so you can refill and the electrolyte as the, you know, with distilled water as it depletes. So they have an air fan, like a small fan, maybe 4 inches in diameter, pushing air into this box. And then they have a like a flexible hose, maybe 3 or 4 inches in diameter, venting outside. So air gets pushed into this box. And the air plus any hydrogen gas or off gases get pushed out of the box to the outside through a, you know, a hose or a vent or a pipe, a plastic pipe. I didn't do that. I built a manifold that has a 1/8 inch inside diameter flexible nylon, actually Tygon, T-Y-G-O-N, hose. It's kind of like the hose that's used for the gas line on a gas-powered weed whacker. Tiny, tiny line. About a couple hundred feet of it. And I made a manifold with Mrs. Finelli of 1-inch PVC pipe. And I have one piece of Tygon tubing going into the vent cap for each side. Upward, because hydrogen is lighter than air and it wants to rise. And through being lighter than air, it just rises up and vents outside the house. And you can hear these battery cells bubbling. It's almost like nonstop when they're charging and discharging. You can hear the bubbles. It's like of this whole 8,000-pound battery bank. You can hear it. So I vented it outside so that we wouldn't be as susceptible to the hydrogen gas explosions. But I just wanted to share that with you. So there was a reason why I told you the story about the UPS. But I don't know how to fix this. I don't know how to fix batteries not off-gassing. So the reason that's important is because you mentioned sealing the batteries from salt water. It's a real tough nut to crack. You know what we should do? I should have the answer. Let's use diesel as a fuel or gasoline as a fuel for cars. We don't have to worry about it. We've got Herman. Herman in Nevada. Welcome. You're on with Bert.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to bring up something real quick since you're talking about fire off-gassing and fire extinguishers in the last show. It's really important, don't you think, gentlemen, that your fire extinguishers need the maintenance, especially the ABC, the powder filled, that at least once a year, I do mine quarterly, turn them upside down, give them a good tap to loosen the element, because I have seen extinguishers when people have gone to use them that shoot out nothing but the compressed air inside.
Very well said. And so what you're talking about is this fluffy type powder, the consistency of flour almost, that will smother a fire and it will tend to settle. Gravity is 100% active 100% of the time, and it's pulling down the powder inside the red painted steel cylinder. So it tends to kick. So you're absolutely right. Tap it. Turn upside down. Make sure it's aimed away from you. Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing is, for kitchen fires, if there were a kitchen fire, and saw a very funny Mike Adams video, a girl on, I don't know, TikTok or something, lit her stove on fire, and she's screaming, "I don't know what to do." And it was funny, even though it was not funny. I'm sure Kathy would say, keep a bunch of salt nearby. But what is your thought on the carbon dioxide, CO2, extinguishers, and I'm having trouble finding those?
Well, obviously, when we talked about this week in class, that three things are needed to have a fire. One, you have to have fuel. Second thing you need to have is heat, and the third thing is oxygen. If you take any one of those three things away, you will not have a fire, period. Okay? So, the idea behind the carbon dioxide is that it pushes away the oxygen from the fire. So the fire will have removed one of the three key ingredients to have a fire, necessary to have a fire. So it's a great idea. It's a great idea. We built a data center back in the mid-1980s. And this data center had a raised floor. All the cabling was underneath this raised floor. And the raised floor was pressurized with air conditioning. So the idea was, instead of having air conditioning vents in the ceiling where the cool air comes down, what happened was the air conditioning was plumbed into the floor. And the whole floor was sealed except for the bottoms of the computers were open so that the cool air would come up through the bottom of the computers, which was sitting on the floor. So all of our equipment was cooled from the bottom, and the air that was once cooled, that was warmed by the computers, would come out the top of the computers. And we also had a Halon automatic fire extinguisher. Halon is a gas that would extinguish the fire by depleting the oxygen, but it wouldn't destroy the computers. So it wasn't like having the fire department show up with fire hoses and using water and destroying millions of dollars worth of computers. So the idea was to use a gas that would push the oxygen out of the way of the fire. And when we tested it with carbon dioxide, you know, because Halon was so expensive, we thought, let's just do a quick test. And so I kind of like the idea of carbon dioxide as a fire extinguisher. I really do. The only problem is, if you try to breathe just carbon dioxide, you'll die. Because you need oxygen.
Right.
And so does the fire.
And Halon now has been outlawed. I still have some Halon extinguishers from the sports car racing I did. Mm-hmm. One thing about the off-gassing, I would think it would be wise to not have a fan blowing air to ventilate too close to the off-gassing, because the spark in the electrical motor could easily trigger an explosion. But you saw pictures of my solar trailer, and keeping that outside but protected from the elements totally solves that problem. What I would think, though, if you're going to have an uninterruptible power supply, it might be a good design to build a box, sheetrock it with fire rock, gypsum board, sheetrock, and have it have a blow-away lid, not unlike a magazine where ammo is stored.
Okay. I like the idea, because I actually experienced an explosion, hydrogen gas explosion, I like the idea of what you said, except literally the box, the plastic box, the top of the battery, the entire top of the battery case. I'm not talking about the box I put it in. I'm talking about the entire top of the battery case, the caps, acid. It went, it fragmented and went all over the room. It's like a hand grenade. That's what it was like.
No.
So if you have a box, and if anything goes wrong, here's my concern. If the power fails for that fan, or that fan quits working, you have a hand grenade that's the size of a coffin in your house or in your garage. It's huge. It's really dangerous. So I don't like that. So for years, I tried to figure out what the best approach was. And I just set these batteries in the garage, and I left the doors open. And that was not a good answer either. So the best answer is the manifold system that I built with pipes that will just push together.
They're not glued together. Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the point I'm trying to make is that when I built the system to vent the gases from the nickel iron battery bank, I used the smallest possible tubing with the smallest possible PVC pipe. I could have used a 4-inch pipe or 3-inch pipe, but I didn't use that because, I'm talking about the diameter, because the collection of hydrogen gas would be larger and potential for more powerful explosion. So I made the PVC and the Tigon the minimum size, and I just pushed the pieces of pipe together rather than cement and glue them together. So that what I did not want to make was a pipe bomb in our house or near our house. So the idea is, should anything go wrong, should there be an overpressure situation, which would be an ignition or just too much pressure, the pipes will just come apart without fragments blowing everywhere. So that was the idea behind my design. And I've never seen anything like it. I should probably patent it, because there really is no design for a battery bank anywhere that I've seen on the internet that looks anything like what we built here at our house. So those are my thoughts on off-gassing. And it's a real problem, and I have done some, you know, research and work in construction and prototyping on it. And it literally took me a couple of years to get the design that I wanted. And it works perfectly. Kerman, any comments? I don't hear Herman.
Sounds like Herman's gone, Ben. I heard he had there was some hydrogen gas over in his shed. He was running to his battery charger.
But you know, seriously, Bert, when you charge a lead acid battery in your car, hydrogen gas is expelled from the vents of the battery. As a matter of fact, Mercedes has, in some of its vehicles, it has the battery under the back seat. So in my 1996, so this is an antique, right? 1996 Mercedes E-Class 300D for diesel. It's a 3-liter diesel. It has an international size battery, which is a very large automotive lead acid battery. And there are two vents at the top of the battery to let the gases escape. And what Mercedes does is they have a piece of the equivalent of Tigon tubing, maybe 3/16 of an inch in diameter, that vents from the top of the battery case through the floor pan of the vehicle, and it just hangs outside and lets the gas escape underneath the vehicle.
Yeah, Vince, I had a BMW with something similar. It had an AGM battery, and as you know, those do require ventilation. And it wasn't on the floor, but it was in back of the rear seat. Actually, there was no rear seat. It was in sort of the front of the trunk and back of the front seat and on a ledge. And then when you reinstalled the battery, and by the way, the battery lasted 10 years. AGM batteries are great, but you had to install the vent. That was mandatory for AGM batteries.
And here's what I found. We service here at our shop, at our farm, we service all kinds of vehicles, Mercedes included. And I have yet to see a single battery replacement that has the vent connected. So typically what happens is the guy who takes the battery out at the big box store, and I know they're big box stores because the batteries are big box store brands, okay? So they take the battery out. It has the hose on it, you know, the vent hose, connected to the top of the battery with a little elbow, a plastic elbow that connects the top of the battery case to the hose. They take the battery, the elbow, the hose, all together, and take it out and replace it with a new battery. But they don't put the torn elbow and an original hose back in. I guess they think that was something that Mercedes or one of these other companies installed that's totally unnecessary. So then what happens is while the battery is charging and discharging, which is pretty much all the time the vehicle is operating, there's hydrogen gas escaping from under the seat, or in your case, on this ledge, into the cabin of the vehicle. That's what happens when you have people who don't know what they're doing work on your car. That's what happens. They do things like that because they don't have the knowledge or the desire or both to do the job right. So, we keep about 10 of those elbows and several hundred feet of Tycon tubing here at the farm so that we can make sure that we replace the thrown away vent system for the batteries of the vehicles that come in here, because it's absolutely unsafe for both respiration, breathing, and to prevent explosions if you don't have the battery vented outside. And it's like a $2 fix. But it doesn't happen, except here at the farm. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.